Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Well, hi again, everybody, and welcome back to the Bob and Ray Show. For the next 14 minutes or so, we have what we hope will be a program of interest to everyone.
Well, we have an episode of one fellow's family coming along, and an impersonator who's making quite a name for himself in the clubs around town.
You know, I always enjoy the work of a good impersonator.
Nothing I like better than that.
Really, and a good tap dancer. We don't have a tap dancer, but we do have a wonderful impersonator. And Wally Ballou, of course, he needs no introduction, is up in a beautiful town that is, oh, I guess, 25, 30 miles from New York City called Suffern. And it's a beautiful city. Wally's up there at some sort of a meat processing, or not meat, a food, isn't it? A food plant.
Food plant, yeah.
And he's up there to conduct what we hope will be an interview, a good interview. So Wally Ballou, standing by live now on tape, would you come in, please, from beautiful Suffern, New York?
Wally Ballou speaking from the main plant of the Suffern Succotash Company here in Suffern, New York, and about to chat with Mr. Fenton Keswick, the owner and manager. Mr. Keswick, I haven't had time to discuss too much with you.
You have done what almost everybody has done.
What's that, sir?
Reversed my name.
Oh, it's Keswick Fenton.
Fenton Keswick.
Oh. Well,
I've had trouble with that all my life.
I see. Well, sir.
But, why don't you call me Sonny? Most of the people who know me well do.
Your place here is a beehive of activity.
Well, this is a big succotash season now.
You mean the canning season for
us? Yes.
Can you describe the process to us? By that I mean, when the various ingredients arrive here at the plant, what is the first thing you do?
Well, we smell it to be sure it's all right. That's the first thing we do before we even buy it from the people.
Granted. Well, now then comes your important
right.
job.
Then we put in all the various ingredients. Your beans, your lima beans, your corn, your
additives?
What's that?
Your additives?
Your additives will go in for preserving purposes, yes.
Uh-huh.
All these things are checked over, and then they are put in a can. We have two sized cans. We have the huge 6 ounce and the large family size.
Uh-huh. Well, that, of course, is to cater to people who need the various sizes, I suppose. Is this the only thing you do can here is succotash?
That's all.
Now,
I think we're the only succotash company in the radius of 50 or 60 miles, Mr. Ballou.
I checked on that, Mr. Keswick, or Mr. Feswick. What was the name?
My name is Keswick Fenton.
Oh, yes. Sonny, we checked on that before we brought our microphones up here, and we discovered that you are correct in being the only succotash.
Wait a minute, let me check my driver's license here.
See that.
It's Kenton Feswick.
Kenton Feswick. Well, I'll try not to make the same mistake twice.
See, I have two moving violations on my life. One more, and I'm going to walk you to
yes,
the succotash factory.
Hope you live close by. I understand you've got a big advertising campaign ready. Could you tell us a little bit about
yes,
that?
Yes, we have this little animated character, and he will come on the radio, we hope people will get to know him and love him. And this is what he'll say. Here, I'll show you.
So you have a record of his.
Succotash!
Yes. Certainly should tell the message very well, and get the point across of what you're trying to say. It's a very simple statement, but...
Excuse me, there's a gentleman stuck in Fort Hook lima beans.
Right. So, well, our time is just about up now,
right
anyway.
There, Neil.
Mr. Feswick Kenton, our guest here on our interview portion of the program today, and from the factory that serves you your Suffern succotash in Suffern, New York, Wally Ballou returns it to our studio.
Well, thank you, Wally. Unfortunately, as a sustaining feature, we bring you another episode of One Feller's Family. Today's episode, entitled A Quiet Evening at Home, is taken from book Ivy, chapter Ivy, pages Ivy. It's mid-morning, or I'm sorry, it's about 8 o'clock at night, as we look in on the family now.
Is there an announcer here at rehearsal, Fabby?
Why don't you dry up and bust?
Don't talk to me that way, young whippersnapper.
As we look in on the family now, they're sitting in the parlor, enjoying a quiet evening at home. And we hear Father say...
Yes, well, Fanny, another quiet evening at home. we're enjoying.
I could keep hearing banging sounds. The neighbors are doing something with the back porch. I think they're enclosing it.
Well, it's a fine time of night to be working on the back porch.
Oh, there goes that dog of theirs, too.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't ever feed him, and here it is a full moon. He stands out there baying like
every time there's a full moon, he sits on the back porch baying like a hound.
It's a spooky sound, isn't it?
Yeah, yes.
It's not like a dog that just goes woof, woof. That's awful.
No, it reminds you of a mystery story of some kind.
Well, it was a shame when our neighbors who lived there for 30 years went and sold that to those people.
Yes, yeah. I believe there's a fog rolling in. Yeah. Traffic is quite heavy.
Well, you know, I think more and more people are using this road now that they're tearing up the main pike.
Well, I hope we don't have to sell our own house to get some peace and quiet.
Listen to this fella come now. Isn't that terrible? That's an airplane.
It certainly is, Fanny. Flying quite low, too.
My word.
Must be heading up the coast.
Hmm.
Hope he can see in all of this fog.
Yeah. Oh, there goes the neighbors again.
What you doing, Bertha?
And we were all ready for a quiet evening.
Nobody beats you and your family.
Oh,
you're the cheapest people I've ever seen.
Let me hear you say that again.
He's liable to throw something at her.
You're the cheapest people I've ever seen.
What does it, Bertha?
Isn't she true?
Raise that hand to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Don't you?
Yeah.
Oh. He did.
He certainly did.
Well, this is certainly a quiet evening at home.
You have been listening to One Fellow's Family, brought to you, unfortunately, as a sustaining feature on the Bob and Ray Show. Today's episode, entitled A Quiet Evening at Home, was taken from book Ivy, chapter Ivy, and pages 1, 2, 3, and 5. One Fellow's Family is written and produced by T. Wilson Messi. This is a messy production. And look, actor, if you have to correct me, don't do it on the air. Or you're going to go home with a fat lip.
Right to the producer with this, young man.
I thank you.
Ray, I'd like to have you say hello to Fenwick Keston, our impersonator guest.
Isn't that an odd coincidence?
Hello, Ray.
Wally Ballou was interviewing a fella earlier on this.
Earlier in the program, yes.
I think his name was just the reverse of yours.
It was very similar, I noticed that. Had two violations on his driver's license.
How many do you have, incidentally? Not at
I don't have any.
Oh, well.
Driver's license.
Oh, I see. All right. Now, according to the card that Bob hands me, you are an impersonator. Now, what type?
Well, that's right. I do different occupations. For instance, you say, let me hear you do cab driver. And I do cab driver.
This is very unusual. Okay, I mean, you do
I'll do a cab driver.
All right.
Where to, please?
Okay, what other...
I do a banker.
All right, let me hear a bank impersonation.
All right, sit right down. You say you want to open a savings account, eh? Then I go along to the if they want more.
Before you go along to the third one... could you tell me how you get started in this very interesting work?
Well, by observing people. I've always enjoyed meeting people. I've observed them all my life and kind of picked up the things they say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, for instance, an airline pilot says, we're now over...
Well, wait, why don't we do this with the proper trappings? Let's imagine that you're in a fashionable supper club and you are going into your act.
All right.
And I'm the MC and I say, now, here, folks, let's give them a great big welcome, shall we? Your wonderful occupation impersonator
was... Fenwick Keston.
Fenwick Keston.
Thank you very much. I'd like to do a few impersonations for you. The first is elevator operator. What floor, please?
Could you impersonate a guy just finishing his act and getting out of town?
I'd be glad to. Well, that's all, folks. See you around. This is Fenwick Keston saying so long.
Well, that's very, very nice. How long have you been doing it, sir?
All my life, Ray.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. That's it, I guess, huh?
That's it.
Did anyone tell you you were going to be
paid?
The
old act.
Because I see your hand is out.
Well, I presumed I was. Your partner intimated I was going to be paid.
When were you talking to him? Last midnight or something like that? He promised
it was
the world,
that
you know?
Time.
Yeah. Well, forget it, and,
I didn't really promise you, Keston. I mean, I said maybe we could arrange
it. Well, I'd rather you fellas
You promised to pay.
It embarrasses me. Uh-oh, there's the music, which indicates that we must, pause now to say so long. But we'll be back with a 21-gun salute in just 10 seconds.
Let's do it right today now. Here's that 21-gun salute.
One?
Only one of them showed off.
Okay.
See you tomorrow. I was talking to him at midnight last night, too.
Oh, this is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write if you get worried.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.